This is the Business Review from KWBU and Baylor University's Handkammer School of Business. I'm CJ Jackson. Before he became a patriot and founding father, Benjamin Franklin was a businessman. In This Month in the Life of Benjamin Franklin, Dr. Blaine McCormick takes a closer look at Benjamin Franklin's business years, offering insight and motivation for today's business leaders.
And here's This Month in the Life of Benjamin Franklin for events happening in the second half of July. Stephen Covey, author of The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, lauded Franklin for exemplifying what Covey called the character ethic. Covey points to Franklin as a role model for intentional living with a personal mission. Two stories from late July events in Franklin's life neatly illustrate this. On July 21, 1726, the 20-year-old Franklin sailed from London to return home to Philadelphia after 18 months of living and working abroad. The observant and thoughtful Franklin kept a journal of the voyage home. He reflected on his life thus far, as well as the long road ahead, and developed what he termed a plan of conduct for himself. The entire plan does not survive, but what does survive demonstrates that Franklin was mission-driven at 20 years of age. He writes, "I have never fixed a regular design in life, by which means it has been a confused variety of different scenes. I am now entering upon a new one. Let me therefore make some resolutions and form some scheme of action that henceforth I may live in all respects as a rational creature." To this preface, Franklin added the following two personal resolutions. First, it is necessary for me to be extremely frugal for some time till I have paid what I owe. And second, he vowed to apply myself industriously to whatever business I take in hand, and not divert my mind from my business by any foolish project of growing suddenly rich, for industry and patience are the surest means of plenty. 22 years later, Franklin published Advice to a Young Tradesman, written by an old one, demonstrating that his formula for success had not changed very much. "As you have desired it of me," he notes, "I write the following hints, which have been of service to me, and may, if observed, be so to you." And he concludes his many paragraphs of business advice with this summary. In short, the way to wealth, if you desire it, is as plain as the way to market. It depends chiefly on two words, industry and frugality. That is, waste neither time nor money, but make the best use of both. In the late July pages of Franklin's very first Poor Richard's Almanac in 1733, Franklin counseled colonial business people from his own experiences in the School of Hard Knocks. "Distrust and caution are the parents of security." In late July of 1735, he noted that three may keep a secret if two are dead. And in late July 1736, Franklin gives three words to help people overcome even the most resistant personalities. Gifts burst rocks. So remember, a penny saved is still a penny earned, even though Ben Franklin never really said this.
Dr. Blaine McCormick is a management professor at the Handkammer School of Business at Baylor University and the author of Ben Franklin, America's Original Entrepreneur, a new version of Franklin's best-selling autobiography written specifically for business readers. To hear this and other past business reviews, visit kwbu.org or subscribe to our free podcast at the iTunes Music Store. I'm CJ Jackson. Tune in for the Business Review on Thursday and Friday mornings on 103.3 FM.